Hi, everybody. Welcome to Creating Custom Gestures for the Kinect 2.0. I'm Adam Tuliper, a technical evangelist with Microsoft, focused on a bunch of different technologies because technology is awesome. I love web, mobile, especially gaming lately, cloud technologies, and I did a lot of security work for many years, so I actually hack-proofing your code is a very strong interest of mine. 20 years as a software architect prior to joining Microsoft across a bunch of different industries. And again, I really love game development. So if you happen to be in Southern California, come check out the Orange County Unity Meetup where we do all sorts of cool sessions there on game development with Unity. And you can find me at adamt@microsoft.com. So first, before I give you the overview of what we're going to kind of cover, I just want to mention that this is a quick start. I want to get you up and running as fast as possible. There are some great resources I'll show you at the end. So if you want to sit down and learn more details over a couple hours, there's some great videos out there. But this is going to be as fast as possible. Let's say you're like, you know, I just want to plug it in and hit the ground running as fast as I can. That's what this video is for. So let's talk about the overall process we're going to do today. You're going to want to run the Kinect Configuration Verifier tool to make sure that your Kinect is supported on your hardware. And the Kinect 2.0 runs on Windows 8 Plus only. So if you happen to have Windows 7, that won't work. You're going to need to run Windows 8 on there. If you happen to be running on a Mac, then you're going to have to load up Windows 8 in either boot camp or virtual machine. Secondly, install the Kinect 2.0 SDK. Then you're going to record your gesture with Kinect Studio. That's simply clicking record and doing your gesture a bunch of times, clicking record again, recording another video, clicking record, creating a third video, etc. Then the magic happens inside of the Visual Gesture Builder program. In it, you're going to create a new solution. In that solution, you're going to create a project or multiple projects. Each project is going to be responsible for one gesture. And so, for example, we're going to do today a block gesture. Like a martial arts block. So if you have a block, you're going to have a project name block. You're going to import your recorded clips, and you're going to tag them, which is a really fast process where you say, right here in my video, this is me performing a block gesture for 3 seconds, and then over here is where I perform it again, and over here is where I perform it again. It's a very, very fast process, as you'll see. You simply build it out to a GBD database file, which is just a right-click build, and we'll look at that as well. And then you import some test clips. So you say, hey, I've recorded a file here. You tell me where my gestures are in this file. I want to see how good you are detecting them. That's a pretty neat process. And that uses machine learning to analyze your clips and provide the data for it that it will then use when you analyze those clips. Really neat to see in action. Lastly, and we will do this in a follow-up video, you take those database files, the GBD file, and use it in a Unity project or another Visual Studio solution. This video here is just to hit the ground running on how to record your custom gestures, and then I'll do a follow-up video on using those gestures in a Unity project. Let's get started. The first two things that you're going to want to do to get started are to download and run the Kinect Configuration Verifier tool. That's going to go through a bunch of checks on your system to make sure that your hardware and your system setup can support the Kinect 2.0. And one thing that I've seen, the USB 3 support has been probably the number one point there to highlight. For example, on my laptop, I have two USB 3 ports. It works on one of them and does not work on the other one. A gentleman at a hackathon recently, we were working on his system, and he went out and bought a USB 3 controller card. And when he plugged it into his system, inserted it into a slot inside of his computer, it worked on one slot, but it wouldn't work on the other. In other words, it didn't work when he first plugged it in, and we read around the forums, and they said, yes, it could be because something else is sharing it in this port. So he actually unplugged it and moved it to a different slot in his computer, and it worked just fine. So those are just a couple things to highlight just to make sure. And when you run the Kinect Configuration Verifier tool, it will help give you that information. So I ran it on my system here, and you can see that it succeeded everywhere. But on the USB controller, said the supported USB 3.0 port detected, but with unknown bandwidth. Now, luckily, I have tested it on my laptop, and it actually works okay. So there's no problem in this case, but it is something good to highlight here. Definitely run that tool. When you're done with that tool, download and install the free Kinect 2.0 SDK. So I'm going to assume at this point in time you've already installed those tools, and then we're going to get started with the Kinect Studio application. So let me run that here, Kinect Studio. And again, this is the very quick way of doing this. I want to get you up and running as fast as I can. So I'll show you some resources at the end for more information. So we're going to blaze through this just so you can get the quick overview and don't have to watch a lot if you just want to start experimenting quickly with this. First thing we want to do is connect to the service. This isn't connecting to the Kinect. There's a service running your computer that's communicating with the Kinect. When you do this, you connect to the service. And then I should be able to mute my speaker here so I don't get a feedback loop. You can kind of see me here. Let's do this. Hello, me. All right. See, it detects my bones there. And then we're going to come in here to record. I'm going to move this back a little bit. Let's see how my setup goes here. All right. Now, in Kinect Studio, I've gone to record here. I'm just going to keep it at the defaults as it is right now. So let me back up here, excuse me, and we'll see what I look like. Now, I can't see my legs because I actually have this mounted up pretty high on a dresser here. This is my my office, soon to be baby number 3's room. So we're going to do just gestures with the arms today, and we'll tell it to ignore everything from the waist down. So ignore the funniness. It's trying to detect my legs, and I can't really see them here. So let's do this. I'm going to record, and the fact that I'm getting garbage here is okay. I'm going to do a block. So we'll do that a couple times. Maybe I'll do it a little slower. I'll do it fast. All right. So, of course, I'm going to do a block, like I said. This block is just, figure it like a martial arts block, because that's the gesture we're going to detect for this example here. If I want to see where it drops those files, I go to settings here. And you can specify another folder if you want. I'm just going to pop this folder in here, copy and paste it out, and open it up, and sort by date, which I am. So there's the first one that we recorded. The idea is you want to have several people, several different body types. I'm a tall, skinny guy. You want to have people with all different body types and styles and motions record this, because the more data that the system gets, the more accurate it becomes. Some might have a natural tendency to have a shoulder dip lower than the other. So you want as many variations, because it will help pick those up and work for the broadest range of people. So I'm going to record this again. I have just me here today, but I'll do this a couple different times. There, picks up on my body. Let's block again. Now notice I'm just going to do the one side right now. I'm not going to specify my left side. That was my right side I'm doing here. Okay, let's record. We'll do two more. This gets a lot of data. You'll notice these files actually in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see that it generates a lot of data. Okay, we'll do three for now. We'll have two real clips and then one test clip. So if I go back here, I can see when I'm playing, I can see my recording. Good enough. I'm going to stop it here and close this tool out. We are now done with Kinect Studio. I go over to my folder here. And we'll call this these ZEF files, XEF. We'll just call this block one. And this next one here, we'll just call block two. And this last one, this is going to be my data I'm going to feed for a test. I'll call it block test one. Now we need to go to the visual gesture builder. So visual gesture builder. And no, it's called preview right now. So it might be a little... might be a little bit buggy this time. I've had it crash a couple times on me, and then I just keep retrying it, and it eventually succeeds. So if that happens to you, take note of that. This is preview right now. File, new solution. That's the first step you want to do. And I'm going to call this Kinect Gesture Demo Block. The name doesn't matter. Here is your created solution. Right click on here and you need to create another project within that solution. If you're used to Visual Studio, similar concept. You have projects inside of a solution. And here we're going to create a new project with a wizard. Makes it easier. Welcome to the wizard. Next, to begin the process, what would you like the base name of your gesture to be? I'm going to call this block. Does this rely on joints in the lower body below the hips? In this case, it does not. So I'm going to say no. Does this gesture rely on any of the supported hand states? Right now, the Kinect supports hand states that look like this, open, closed, and lasso. It does not, as the SDK stands now, do finger detection. There is a third-party library, though, that you can get, I think, a 60-day preview of that actually does do that for you. But here, I'm going to say no, I'm not using any hand states. If the fact that a closed hand was part of your gesture and you really want to recognize that, you could use that. But for simplicity here, I'm not going to. Now, this is where you tell the wizard, actually the machine learning engine that's behind the scenes here, how to look at your data. So are we using both arms in this particular case that I recorded? No. I'm actually only using the right-hand side. Are we using only the center of the body? No. Are we only using the center of the body on the left-hand side? No. We're actually using this one right here. And this is kind of what it looks like as a mirror of yourself. Notice I did my right arm. But if you look at this image, it's actually this guy's left arm. But I believe this is because it's a mirror image of how you would actually look at that. So if you read it here, this will tell you, ignore right arm, false. Ignore left arm, true. And you can see it's grayed out there. Perfect. That matches what I want. Just notice that this guy is reversed. That's actually his left arm, but our right. So go by yourself. In other words, it's my right arm. So I know that that's correct. That's what it looks like to me. Do you need to know which side of this gesture corresponds to? Yes, because there's a left block and a right block in this case, right? Or if you want to do a punch, a left punch and a right punch. So I'm going to say yes. Will you need to detect progress during this gesture? The default is no. And where this makes a difference, there's two types of gestures. You have a discrete gesture and a continuous. A discrete gesture simply gives you the name of a gesture and its percentage confidence that you are currently in that gesture. The continuous gesture also gives you a percent done of that gesture. That is typically used if you want to tie it or sync it up to an animation, and you need those states to be synced up pretty tight. If you need to know that data, then you can select yes. We're going to keep it simple here and just do no, because I just want to be notified when a gesture is happening. I don't care about the percentage. The following gestures will be created. Now, because we told it that it needs to, this applies to both sides, essentially, and we need to recognize one side versus the other, you'll notice it's going to create two for us. I called it block in the beginning, and what it's done now, it says, okay, well, we're going to have one called block right and block left. I only recorded one side, so I'm actually going to delete the other side. But if you're using this for your project, you'll want to record a blocking left and record some blocking rights and import them both. The process is the same. I'm just going to delete one of them for here. So notice the one that we're going to have to delete is block left. If I try to build my project and I don't delete this one, it will error out. So you want to make sure that you don't leave it empty. And this just gives you the default project names here. We'll call that, notice there's already several here that I've done for test, which I can, we'll call this block left new, block right new. Okay, so my block left projects, they're currently empty. I'm going to delete them, and then we'll explain what the other one is all about. Okay, so now we are left with two things here, block right and the dot A project. You import all of your clips to train here. So the ones, number one and number two that we recorded, we're going to import here. This one is here to test your clips. So that's where you bring in the clips to test against what the system has learned. So let's go ahead and import. So we say right click and add clip. And in here, we're going to do block one. I could select them both here at once, but I'm just going to do the first one and show you something. Block one. Now we open the clip and then we tag it. And so to tag it, that's a real easy process here. I'm going to get rid of my 2D. I'm just going to go straight to the 3D view here. And we can see, you can rotate this data around. You want to find the area that your gesture starts. So I'm using the right arrows, very big time saver, right arrow. And I want to find where I first start that first movement of my gesture. So let me use the arrows and back up. So right, go back one frame here. Now notice in the upper left-hand corner, block right, and its value is currently not set. So I'm going to hold down shift. And I can either click on the end here, where I think it might end, or I can just use the arrows again. So hold down shift, and you want to click somewhere here. Remember, I found that first frame. So hold down shift, use my arrow keys, find where it ends, right about there. I'm going to hit enter. Okay, notice that area went true. Find the next spot that it started again. Call it about right there. Okay, and the next one, Use my arrow keys again. Makes it so much easier. Right there. Enter. That's it. I tagged the clip. It's a very fast process. So let me move away from it. It'll prompt me to save it. Save your changes. Yes. Okay, we've tagged our clip. Done. Now we need to build our database. So if you right-click on your solution here and say build, it prompts you for the GBD file. Now that's an important file. That's the one that you're going to import into whatever, wherever you're going to use this database, Unity or another Visual Studio solution. So I'm just going to save that. And down here it goes through and it processes all of our data. When I've added a bunch of data, I have had times where this has crashed out on me on building that. And then what I've done is make sure you save your changes, Control S. And I've opened it up and I've just made sure that I've closed anything else that might be memory intensive on my system. There's never been a time I haven't been able to get around it. Sometimes I've had to run it three times over. Again, note, this is preview. So this product is currently being worked on and made better. So maybe by the time you get this, it will no longer be in preview. I just want to give you a heads up. If you experience a couple issues, just keep trying them. I've literally tried the same thing several times over and it's worked for me. Okay, so now I need to bring in a clip to train it. To analyze against my training. So I'm going to bring in my test clip. That was a block test. So just another clip I recorded, block test, and there it is right there. Okay, I don't need to tag this. I don't need to do anything here. I want it to tell me when it detects the gesture. And the way that we do that was we right-click on our test project here, the .a project, and simply say analyze. It wants to know the database to analyze against. So select that GBD file you just generated. Okay, it's all done. Highlight your clip. And notice this ramp up right here. That's where it detects it, and you'll see the confidence that it thinks you're doing it. Suddenly, it goes in from having no data right here to, hey, we see a block right potentially. We are 1% confident it's actually happening right now, so that's pretty low. Right about here, it's 10% confident, so 0.1 is 10%. We get up 40%, 50%, 60% confident. Okay, so the best we get here is around a 50% confidence. Let's find the next one here. Even here, we're clearly in the middle of our gesture, but it's only almost 10%, 9%, 20%, 40%. So these aren't, it's not that accurate. The more clips you import, the more accurate this gets. So I'm going to import another clip again, my block number 2. And I will build this database again. So every time I import it, I just rebuild that database. So it analyzes all my data. Oops, I made a mistake. Anybody catch what that was? I forgot to tag my second clip. So that's very important. And tagging it gives it the regions that you're going to look at to analyze. It ignores everything else. You can go in and tag an area false. As of right now, we're just leaving it blank. So for example, in this clip that we did before, notice here my value is true, and here it's just blank. We could actually train out certain behaviors by having it set to false, but we're just going to keep this pretty basic here. All right, so I've got to find my blocks in this second one and tag those. Again, remember, this is a very fast process. You'll get really fast at this. Tagging, I thought in the beginning, might take forever, and it's just a few seconds. Okay, enter. Let's find our second one. And the other thing, too, if you want somebody to hold the block up there for a while, you can actually train that in as part of the behavior, too. Okay, about there, we'll say. Last one we'll do right here. Make my block end about there. Enter. Control S just to save my changes. And let's build this database again. Overwrite it, of course. This is using machine learning to analyze that data. It's really, really cool how this works behind the scenes. We can see all the data on how it's analyzing all the different muscles, everything that it recognizes. And there we go. Green is what we want. Success. Let's come back down here again, and we'll analyze it again. And we'll see it show up as a second analysis. We're going to choose the same GBD file to analyze. Notice the second one just showed up here. And we'll see both test results. So if I move this window down a little bit here, scale this up, we can see the green is the first result here, and the orange is our second result. So let's see how this changes. Notice our second result now, with our second training, how much more accurate it's gotten here. It's gone from 4% to 11%, all the way up to 90%. One is 100% accurate. So where the first only maxed out at 68%, our second analysis now says, you know what, with this additional data you've given me, I'm now 100% confident you are doing that block. Granted, it takes a little bit to get there. So when you're writing your project, you have to take that into consideration. What good does it do to know that you are only 30% of the way into a block? What good does it know that there's only 30% confidence you're in the middle of a block? Let's say you just started your block out. The system doesn't know if you could be going to some other gesture potentially right now, and so it's just giving you its best guess right here. So we're in it. We fall down. Let's go to the next one here. There we go. Pretty good. And the third one here, we didn't even see really it register for the first time. Notice that the 0% confidence for our first one. There we go. Pretty cool. So that's basically it. It has learned from the tagging of our clips how to analyze whatever future things that the Connect records or can see. And you can actually test this out real time. So one really cool feature, if you go to File, Live Preview, and give it your database. So this is reading the database, seeing the gestures that are inside of there. This is just a program that looks at you and matches it up with a database. So we have me here, my headset, and I go like this. Okay, there we go. Now it's got me. Now notice, I'm just going to wave my hands around here like that. On the right-hand side, that's the percentage confidence that I'm doing a gesture. You can see kind of just flipping around. If I do it with my left-hand side, we haven't trained it for that at all, so I see nothing. If I do the right-hand side, look at that. So if I start here, you can see it's not thinking I'm doing anything yet. I come up here. There we go. So you can test this. Actually, the percentage confidence here is actually, I'd like to see this a little bit higher. So you can see, just depending on kind of how I position myself, it kind of varies a little bit. What I would probably do is go in and record a couple more so I can see this peak pretty close up top here. That's what we'll want to see. So just a really cool tool that you can use to test out how your gestures are being detected as well. Now let's look at some resources that we can use. So let's come over here. The Connect Windows on Twitter, great resource. And if you want more in-depth videos of what we were showing today, about 2 hours and 19 minutes of content, I've got this URL, and I'll show you that in a browser in 1 minute. And also, please reach out to me. If you watch this video and you think it's useful, let me know on Twitter. Love hearing about it. Love hearing about what you have going on. Even if you just said, hey, I watched your video, it's really cool. Love hearing about it. And the Connect downloads. This is a really important URL, and let me show you why. First off, the Connect for Windows SDK. In the release notes there, under details, if you go into your release notes, view release notes, if you're looking for Unity support, the URLs are in there, and they tell you what's essentially new. I like this because the Unity packages are listed in there. Secondly, the Connect for Windows V2 Essentials. If you check this out here, it's a link to the SDK, the configuration verifier, also the Unity packages, and the NuGet packages. And the video series here, custom gestures, Connect for Windows V2, and the Visual Gesture Builder. You've got the first one, an hour and 19 minutes. The second one is an hour. So a lot of content. Again, I just wanted to give you a really nice quick start. And if you want to look at this in a lot more depth, check out these videos. So thanks again, and I hope to see you guys again soon. Take care.